Hello, folks. Welcome to another edition of the Co-Working Values Podcast, Europe's number one podcast about the co-working values, probably the only one, actually. But today, all the way from sunny Prague, is my new best friend, Eva. And Eva, what are you known for and what would you like to be known for? Changed in your delivery of that role?
I guess I didn't know much. I came from a very different industry before this. I had been to co-working spaces myself as a client. But yeah, they were just receptionists, so to speak. So I just learned as I went. I remember on my very first day, Will Bennis, the founder, who was still the owner when I joined Locust, told me, hey, here's the protocol. These are all the things you need to do. But just remember, your most the most important thing about your role is making friends. So, you start thinking that you're going to do this and do that and give tours and do some operations. But at the end of the day, the most important thing is creating those interactions and those connections with members.
So do you I have this romantic idea, like that Will, when he started Locust Space, you know, because he was researching everything, he attempted to put what he was, because Will is a professor at Prague Business School, is that right?
I believe so, yeah, something like that.
There's so many words there, sorry folks. I bet there's like Marco's going to shout at his speaker because I got it wrong.
Yes,
I feel like he's researched all this stuff and made a really good attempt, which obviously succeeded, to put that into practice in Locust Space. And is that the reality?
Yeah, that's right. I believe that the way he came up with the idea is when he was doing his dissertation back in the US. And he really struggled to focus working alone. So he started to meet with other people, to set goals and work next to each other. And he realized that he worked better alongside others. And he was way more productive and much more successful. So that was the idea behind the whole co-working space business. He didn't want to create just a place where people could come and work, but a place, he wanted to create the environment where people could actually work better. And that's actually our motto. He wanted to create that great space where people could come do their work, but be next to each other. And also the way the office is laid out, it doesn't feel like an office. It feels more, it's more cozy. It feels like home. So the important thing is being with each other.
It really does feel like home. That like attic and the wood is like super simple. And it was, I've just checked LinkedIn as we're talking. So he opened this in 2010. So it's one of the oldest co-working spaces, probably in Prague, actually, isn't it?
So, yeah, I believe it is the oldest, actually, in Prague.
Going back to what you said, there's this very tiny difference between a group of people getting together in a room and working, and then a group of people working together. There's this cute phrase I use a lot in co-working, which is working alone together. So, like, people are... it sounds so weird, doesn't it? Like, people who don't work together in a company all work together in a space together, and they kind of coach each other along, even if they haven't sat down and formally agreed. Do you know what I mean? How do you get people to do that without it being kind of, here's what you should do?
It just happens naturally. Well, sometimes maybe on your first day, you just sit at a desk and you don't talk to the person next to you because you're shy or you're worried you're going to bother them. But then once you've come to the space 2-3 times, you realize that everyone's really friendly. Like if you go get a cup of coffee, someone's going to introduce themselves and like talk to you. Everyone makes a great job at including new members, which is also really important. So everyone feels welcome from the very beginning. So the fact that it's really easy to start a conversation, maybe at the kitchen or during a coffee break, and then the layout of our office when people are sitting together, it's all a big open space. There are no private offices, so everyone sees each other, everyone sits next to each other, and we don't have that many fixed desks. It's all it's mostly flexible hot desks, so that means that every day you're seated next to a different person, which makes it really easy to get to know everybody in the space.
That, I think that's really a really good way to do it, but it would terrify me not going to the same desk every day. Anyhow, I think like I would definitely go to your space if I lived in Prague, but it would take me a long time to get used to moving desk every day.
Yeah. Well, we still have fixed desks, of course, for people who like to have their own space. But I think many people also enjoy just the flexibility, like sitting at a different spot every time, being next to someone new every day. So it works out well for us.
So that little way of doing that, is that something that was already in place when you arrived, or is that an idea you've evolved over time, or how did you come up with that way of doing it?
Yeah, it was already in place when I arrived, and we just kept it going. We even have some projects of changing the design a little bit. We already did with the kitchen before. Our kitchen was really small, and it was hard for two people to be there at the same time, because basically if one person wanted to make coffee and the other one wanted to do their dishes, there was just not space for two people to be there. So we opened it up, and it has created a much better environment for people to sit together. Now there's a round table in the middle, so six or more people can be sitting around having coffee, and there's a lot more space. So that's already a big improvement. And yeah, we're also trying to change the layout a little bit in the main space so people work together even more. But yeah, the idea was there before I arrived. It was all thanks to Will Bennis.
How do you get new members? Because it is a legendary place. So do people just find it by magic, or do you have to be campaigning? And also I've always had this impression that there's a kind of very healthy, but there's a definite locus space mindset. It's not, you know, rent a desk.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess it depends on, like, there have been different moments. During COVID, we had to do a lot of promotions, but I guess that's the case for everyone in the industry. But at the moment, we're not running any ads or campaigns. People just find us on Google Maps, or we get a lot of recommendations as well. So that helps a lot. People who have been in the space already and recommend it to friends. So, and at the moment, actually, we're almost at full capacity. So without us even investing a lot on marketing. So I think that speaks by itself. So yeah, it's mostly word of mouth right now, or people finding us organically on the internet and reading. Of course, we also put a lot of emphasis on reviews. We ask everyone to write a good review if they're happy with the space. And that's a deal breaker. Like everyone, like once they read the reviews, everyone wants to come and try it out for a day.
That is one of the most important things a co-working space can do. And I'm continually shocked at how many people you go to their, you know, they have like 150 members, and you'll go to their Google review page and there'll be two which are like 3 years yeah. old, and it's and usually this is horrible, folks, but usually it's because they had an intern like 3 years ago, and one of the ideas they had was to get the intern to ask people to leave a review on Google, and it's so important to do that, because I noticed when I moved from London to Vigo, and I kind of knew Vigo already, but I would walk past cafes, restaurants, co-working spaces, and because it wasn't my first language and I didn't know this place very well, all my judgments were made on Google reviews. And if something had like 150 reviews, you know, I'd go in, and if I had three, even if it looked really good, I wouldn't. And that's how judgy I am. That's how much faith I have in the Google review process. You said about like word of mouth. What do you think people say to each other when they, like, what are you known for? What's the thing people say about Locus Space at this stage?
Well, I think one of the most important things is that it's really easy to meet people. So it's a great place for people who have just arrived in Prague, and also expats, because we are an English speaking co-working space. You don't have a language barrier, basically, whereas if you go to any other co-working space in Prague, people are going to speak Czech. So at the end of the day, the expat community in any city, everyone knows each other. So it's really easy for this word of mouth to happen. Like, if an expat has come to Locus, he's likely to recommend it to his other expat friends as the place where you have to go when you're an expat and you want to meet people.
That is the killer market, isn't it? Because in here, I actually stay away. We have this debate here, actually, whether we're immigrants or expats. But here in Vigo, there's a little group of us that stay away from the expat community. Otherwise, we'll never learn Spanish.
Right.
You look at that group of people, and you know, if I came to you and said, "Oh, hi, Eva. I've just been hired as a community manager. Any tips?" Like the thing that I kind of think a little bit, you have to, you know how Will said, you know, just make friends with people. That is the most important thing. But like, people are always asking, how do I create connections between people? And you know, without being automated or kind of like unnecessarily forced about it. What would you advise people on that?
Well, there are different things that can be done. For instance, something that I try to do if someone new joins, you might find this funny, but when they are registering, we always ask them for their hobbies. most people find it a little weird, but there's a reason behind it, and it's that we can introduce them to other people who might have similar interests. So if I know someone likes to do yoga, and we happen to have a yoga lesson every Tuesday, I would immediately say, "Hey, we are doing this. Do you want to join?" And I put them in touch with the organizers and stuff like that. But also, that is created by all the events that we organize, and they're all really casual, right? And nobody's forced to join. There's just a coffee break every Tuesday. So we put out some cookies, make coffee, and just shout it out, "Coffee break, join us in the kitchen." And people just naturally come. We don't force anyone to come, but it's a great opportunity to be sitting with another 10 people for around 30 minutes and get to know each other. So it's just, yeah, just these small, spontaneous interactions. Sometimes you need to initiate them as a community manager, but at some point it just happened naturally. Members talk to each other without me interfering. So, yeah, I just say that you have to be good at thinking about events that will create those connections and initiating them, and then members will take it from there.
That's brilliant. The natural, gentle, informal way is much easier to receive it like that, isn't it? I'm very resistant when people make me do things. So like, natural and gentle is really good. So Eva, what's the best way to find Locus Space, or get in touch with it, or come and be there and find out what you're up to? What links can we put in the show notes to events and projects that you're up to?
Yeah, you can check our website, locusworkspace.com, follow us on Instagram, locusworkspace, or send us an email at manager@locusworkspace, and we'll be happy to have you over anytime.
Yahoo. Okay. Thank you very much for your time and attention today. Thank you for listening, folks, and be careful out there. It is a jungle.